This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature's letting many parts of the nation have it. Many Americans have already been shoveling snow, and today a storm moving across Canada will spread snow from New York to Minnesota. The AP's Haya Panjwani starts us off.
In the village of North Perry, Ohio, residents like Todd Bernard stood in snow that almost reached above his knees so that he could scrape snow off his roof.
I'm raking off the snow because I feel like it's too heavy on the roof. There's got to be 5 or 6 feet of snow, and as it melts, it becomes heavier, and just don't want to take the chance of having the roof cave in on my kids or wife or any one of us. So.
Several days of lake effect snow also fell on parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Today, the Supreme Court is taking up the issue of gender-affirming care for transgender minors. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
Puberty blockers and hormonal treatments for transgender minors have been banned in Tennessee and in 25 other Republican-led states. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the issue of gender-affirming care for minors, and the Biden administration, along with families of transgender adolescents, will appeal to the justices to strike down Tennessee's ban as unlawful sex discrimination and to protect the constitutional rights of vulnerable Americans. A lawyer for the state of Tennessee is expected to argue that life-altering gender transition procedures are risky and unproven, and that it's the state's role to protect children. Donna Warder, Washington.
Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's choice for defense secretary, says he'll meet with every senator who wants to meet with him as questions come up about his ability to effectively lead the Pentagon. Donald Trump's nominee to run the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, is withdrawing his name from consideration. Chad Chronister isn't saying why. This is AP News. Now to the jobs available. There's a new report on the number of jobs available. The AP's Shelley Adler.
There's a mixed picture for the labor market. The Labor Department says the number of job postings in the country rebounded in October from a 3.5-year low in September. It's a sign that businesses are still seeking workers, even though hiring has cooled. The 5% increase suggests that job gains could pick up in the coming months. However, the latest figure is down significantly by about 1 million job postings from a year ago. The number of people quitting their jobs rose in October, while layoffs tumbled to just 1.6 million. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Canadian government minister says President-elect Trump was joking when he suggested recently during a dinner with the Canadian prime minister that Canada become the 51st U.S. state. The minister says Donald Trump was telling jokes. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.